This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. If you just joined us, well, dang the luck. You missed a really interesting program. It generated an awful lot of calls. Max gave away both, Carol, because the phones were just burning up. They're still burning up. Sorry if you didn't get in, but that's the way, you know, you got to be lucky sometimes. While I was sitting here, I was thumbing through a couple of the recipes that you have on your website and BeNutty.com. That's where you'd find these things. And some of the merchandise. You guys have really, in a very short period of time, what you say, 4 years now, have done an amazing thing. Let's talk about some of the flavors. And boy, I love the using bananas, making, you know, a nod to Elvis, the idea of bananas. But I think that one of the ones that caught me just by name alone was when we talk about s'mores in a jar.
Oh. That is a very popular flavor. So our s'more dreams is gluten-free graham crackers, marshmallows, and milk chocolate and mixed right in with our honey-roasted crunchy peanut butter. And what's really great about it is you're spooning through the jar. You never know. I mean, our product, we always tell people it's consistently inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get in a bite. You might get a bite of graham cracker. You might get a piece of chocolate. You might get a marshmallow. It's a fun product to eat because it's so surprising. Every bite's a little bit different than the one before. So it's designed to be that way.
Well, before I tell you which ones I like the best, and I've tried them all, I forgot to congratulate Dennis Russell here in Winfield, just down the road from us, and Lisa Holm from Wichita. They were the two lucky winners. One, thanks for listening. And thanks for all of you that called in and didn't get through. Sorry about that. I may still put together... I got a little gift bag and a couple of three of these that we haven't opened that maybe we'll do another giveaway. We'll see. But now, okay, so my favorite, and this was a hard one. I think I told you in some of our early conversations, as soon as I saw the toasted coconut, almonds, and dark chocolate, I knew that would be my favorite. And it was. But now that I've had the chance to taste them all side by side, I think I'm going with the sugar cookies and cinnamon, which surprised me. That name didn't sing to me, but when I stuck my spoon in there, and let's talk about something different. And Max and I were talking about this. Anybody who has purchased produced on the spot peanut butter, like at some of the high end grocery stores, you can like make your own peanut butter, knows that it's a different consistency and different characteristics than just a jar of Jif, commercially produced peanut butter. And the only minor negative comment out of all of the reviews that I read was, well, it was separated and you had to stir it because it had a lot of oil on the top. Note to self, dude, that's the way real peanut butter should look. And that would be the only thing. And to me, that's not a negative. That says, yep, handmade, high quality, crafty peanut butter. I mean,
absolutely. I think that's becoming more of the norm of what you actually do see on the grocery store shelves. Is I think a lot of peanut butter companies aren't doing what a traditional peanut butter does, which is incorporate. A traditional peanut butter incorporates a lot of sugar and oil in with the peanuts. So you're not getting just ground peanuts in a jar when you buy peanut butter. You're getting all of the other stuff too. And I think the trend that we're seeing is towards a more natural style peanut butter where you're going to get that separation. It's going to naturally separate and you're going to give it a good stir, you know, when you open it up for the first time. But it is surprising the first time you open it up. You'd be surprised how many people call us the first time they open up a jar and they're like, there's oil in this. I think I got a bad jar. And it's like, well, not you didn't. You got a great jar.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to work for it a little bit, just like anything that's worth having in life. It takes a little bit of work to get it to where you want it to be. You're going to have to stir it a little bit. But I promise it's worth the effort.
Now, you said pretzels and white chocolate was one of the top sellers.
It is. Our top seller is our irresistible pretzel.
Yeah.
Gluten-free pretzels and white chocolate.
Oh, man. What about the grahams, though? Because, this is graham crackers, marshmallows, milk chocolate. And to me, the only thing that would make it better is if you put it on top of a graham cracker and added a little more chocolate. Okay, I like chocolate.
that one does really well, and it depends a lot on where we're selling it. You know, that one's really popular with kids that are taking, moms that are shopping for kids to put those little grab and go sizes in their lunchbox or, keep them in the car. They're shelf stable, no need for refrigeration. So they're great kind of on the go snacks. We find that, for us, what we've seen in our sales, our top seller is that irresistible pretzel.
Mm.
After that, it's going to be a toss up between the Blissful Blueberry, which is blueberries and milk chocolate. And it sounds different, but it is so amazing. And then my personal favorite, the Totally Toffee
yeah.
that's in milk chocolate. And then after that is our Simply Salted Caramel
yeah.
with a caramel ribbon and a pink Himalayan sea salt.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tasted that one and I thought you could actually feel the difference with the salt, but not in an obtrusive way, but the caramel and the, oh, man. Well, they're all good. I'm going to have to go back and retaste. That's all. I just got to go back and retaste because the dark chocolate, almonds, coconut, yep, that's really good. But then I just think the sugar cookies and cinnamon, which is, to me sounded like a weird combo. But, then I read I think you have a recipe on there. It's like, it's kind of like a cookie all in one, a cinnamon snap, I don't know, something. Really fun stuff.
Snickerdoodle.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, what fun. Carol, I'm glad you could spend time with us today. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk to Joy, too, but the podcast will be out moments after we go off the air. And I want to thank you not only for all your time today and being part of the good life, but congratulate you on all the hard work. As much as you said you didn't have a plan and blah, blah, blah. It's so appropriate. Was last month National Women's Month?
What? It was, and I think it's still ongoing, and so we are really thankful. And I'm so sorry, Joy apologizes for not being able to join us. She's traveling, so she's actually
good.
In the air right now, and so she had a last minute trip, and we do appreciate it. The one thing that we say all the time, at the Nut House is we may not have had a plan, but we definitely are willing to put in the work it takes to develop one. And so it's been so much fun. It's been a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of long hours and long days. But we're at the end of the day, we're just really thankful when we hear from people like yourself that love the product, and that's really kind of what keeps us going. And so it's been a fun ride.
Well, and folks, if you're listening and you have someone or you know someone that needs a fundraising opportunity, go to BeNutty.com, and there's a link to their fundraising page and tells you all the details and how to make that happen. It's a great idea. Thanks, Carol.
Thanks so much, Guy. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
And you too. Good luck.
All right.
I'll be watching on Monday.
Thanks so much.
All right. We're going to take one more break, then we're coming back for the wine of the week. But I'll tell you what. I'll put together two or three of the unopened ones that I had here and... Of course, you can buy the product at Walmart or you can buy it online at bnutty.com. But this one you'll have to pick up here at the studio. So, we're in the old Pizza Hut building call now. 316-869-1330. We'll give you another mini gift basket of Be Nutty products. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.